Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guildford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guildford. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guildford. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guildford. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 35 degrees.
WHCMN mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guildford.
KB800E mobile. KB800E NALJN. How you doing, Mike?
Not bad. Heading up to the hoop, heading up there north of the lift bridge.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I'm just heading into work and almost there, so I'm short time, but just wanted to answer your call and say hi, and I appreciate what you did for us last Saturday. Saturday the 2nd, I'll be doing presentation myself, and love to have your opinion on that, if you can make it.
Hey, right on, Larry. Definitely, I can't wait to see it. I got the one more thing to do there. I think I'm going to do kind of a very quick repeat, unless there's somebody in there that's got the radios, which is probably the case, then we'll go through almost the exact same. And, any advice you can give me on that, the display I done there would be helpful as well. And I can hardly wait to see yours. And then I'm probably going to set up and do an SCR with my Hermes Light, too. I barely know how to run the thing, but it's really, really a nice radio, and I kind of want to give people an idea what the spectrum looks like that they're listening to, and that is a pretty valid way to do it. There was something else I wanted to get at you about. I can't remember. I'll think of it for my next go around if you're going to be here for a second.
Yeah, I've got a few minutes here. You know, my thing is teaching. It's a second career. I greatly enjoy it. And so that's my contribution to the hobby and the service. So I really enjoy putting these things together and having some students to teach. It's been a lot of fun. And again, I've learned so much from people like you. It's a great to give back a little bit. So any of that is much appreciated. And I greatly appreciate sharing tips.
Right. Now, one thing that I wanted to say is there's something in the background. At least it's on this repeater. I don't know if it's coming out of your radio. If we were closer, I could check the input and see. But there's something in the background that's going about that frequency, too. Really, it's your voice is over it, but there's something that is making a noise on either the repeater or your transmitter or link or something is making a little bit of a noise. And then I'm wondering if it's on my signal as well or if it's just on this repeater on the link system or what's going on. But another thing I wanted to ask you about was the mesh. If you've had much experience with mesh, I know that Dan put on a mesh display. I'm very interested in the low power encrypted and the ham radio spectrum unencrypted mesh networking.
Yeah, no mesh for this guy, and if somebody is listening in and can hear me, I'm coming through the Seaman network on the Flint repeater, .38, and so maybe somebody could chime in there and give me a signal report. I was just on Simplex on the .52, and no report of any of that coming from my transmitter. There's something in the connection between us. Thanks for considering the SDR and a waterfall display. I think people will really appreciate that because it's so visual and it's so important, and that's going to greatly reinforce what I'm going to be providing at that meeting.
Right on. You know, being able to see it back when I had to look at pictures of a band scope or a spectrum analysis of those types of signals and see what AM and FM and upper and lower sideband and how they correlated to things and CW and all that. I had to look at pictures and I had to imagine it. I couldn't have imagined in my lifetime that I would be able to afford a piece of equipment for under $10 that would show you that with those RTL SDR, the little dongle sticks that do UHF and VHF. How extraordinary times have changed. That little piece of equipment, I've got a couple of those laying around. And the ones that look like a pack of blue tip matches, a small pack, those larger ones, they're direct sample on the HF, and they're not very sensitive, but it still works.
And I think those are like $25 or something, or maybe $20. But, you know, I think everybody should have one of those radios, and then some of the programs you can actually put them into scan frequencies. And it's pretty spiffy. For $6 or $7, you can get one of those things.
Roger that, Mike. Yeah, I haven't experimented with that. I've got so much going on with Aries and everything to build up my capability. I just got so much to learn and build, so I'm focusing on that, on the Aries group at the moment. But greatly enjoy these things. Hope you can make it on the 2nd. And I'm at my work location, so I'm going to say 7-3, and have a good day. This is N8LJN. I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Larry. Have a good afternoon, and don't work too hard. This is KV800E Mobile.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 39 degrees.
KV800E Mobile. KV800E Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 45 degrees.
W-A-8-T-H-K, W-A-8-T-H-K, W-D-8-C-R-Q, W-D-8-C-R-Q.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1200 hours, mostly sunny, 58 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 59 degrees. W8 W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1600 hours, sunny, 63 degrees.
K8EPL mobile.
I didn't catch the call, PPL or something like that. This is Whiskey Delta 8, Charlie Romeo Quebec. Cats run quickly. The name is Armin, and I'm going up 75 up to Agre. Back to you.
Hey, Armin. Yeah, the call here is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, and I'm just about to get on to I-75 down here in the Flint area.
Well, you're doing a good job. Say the name again.
The name here is Eric, Echo Romeo India Charlie. I'm on the W8CMN repeater.
Okay, Eric, you're doing a great job. I'm on 75, and I just left Flint, and I'm heading towards Agre, so let me think now. I got to figure out where I am. Hi. I went through over a road called Baker. I don't know what else I got up here, but anyway, I'm ahead of you, that's for sure. And let's see here. I'm going King Road. I don't know where that is, to tell you the truth, so I have to go find mile marker. Hi. You're doing really good. You're doing a link system. Okay. WDHCRQ.
Yeah, I am south right now. Nearest mile marker is 109, but yeah, I'm going to be quite south of you. I'm not quite going. I'm just going up to, going home, going up to, getting off at, Mount Morris Road.
Oh, okay. You're making a short run. I'm coming up to the Saginaw exits and so forth now, so. Hey, well, you're not a Saginaw or Bay City person, are you, then? You live down in the Flint area.
That would be correct. However, I am very familiar with Saginaw Bay City and the drive up to Tawas. So I know where you're headed to. I've been to Tawas and Escoda quite often.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, I moved up there in 2004. I've been retired 20 years. Gosh, it's hard to believe that. I'm 83, so My gosh, the time just flies. I'm going by next year, or yeah, next year right now, the plan on the east side here, so. Yeah, but boy, that's changed too with all the solar panels and everything else. I wonder how much heat they're reflecting up also into the, you know, the atmosphere. I'm going by 149 right now, exit 149.
Okay, yeah, I'm passing exit 111, so you're quite a ways up ahead of me, but, oh, that's fine. Yeah, I've had a good day, put new rims on my car today, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, I drove the old hunting truck. It's got about 158,000 on it. 2011 GMC truck. And the reason I did is because I went to the gun club out in Gaines, Michigan, that I still belong to. Belong to them since the early 70s. Gosh, it's hard to believe that much time's gone by. They've done a wonderful job in improving it and everything, so I think there's about 75 members, so it's worked out real well. And guys that bought the property originally and so forth, they've passed on, but the son is in New Mexico, and he comes back up. He used to have a body shop in Swartz Creek, so. But anyway, enough on history. You got a nice radio. It's real crystal clear, no problems. I don't know what you're running. I'm running, gosh, what am I running? I don't even remember now. So, but anyway, it's one of the icons. Hi.
Well, thank you for the signal report. Yeah, I'm running an ICOM ID 5100 dual bander. So the radio setup that I got here in my car works really well for me. Very pleased with it. Works well. The interface is very easy to navigate. So I haven't had a problem. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, well, I guess there might even be some northern lights tonight. I don't know. We'll have to see. I understand there's rain finally coming, maybe Saturday or Sunday or something like that, which we're hoping on, I think, especially the field. We're trying to get all the sugar beets out of there as quick as we can, but anyway, friends of mine. And luckily, I'm not doing any more farming, so I had enough with horses and doing farming for them, too, and my gosh, I got rid of everything. In fact, my partner, one of my partners, sold his interest, and he named the boat that he bought, sold the farm.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Well, that's definitely a very unique name. I live in, my address is Mount Morris, but I live out in the country, and right across the street from my house, there is a large soybean field, and so I get to enjoy the great outdoors. I love being outside, love being out in the country, and all of that, but I definitely appreciate the farmers and what they do for our, you know, for us, is, you know, they're the ones that are providing the food, you know, growing it, and, you know, planting it, growing it, harvesting it, you know, all of that stuff. So I definitely appreciate what the farmers do, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we have, you know, I think a lot of guys have a lot of fun with it, too, so don't kid yourself. And some do it for a livelihood, but then some are working other jobs and then do maybe about anywhere from 80 acres to, you know, 300, so. But that's a lot of acreage, I'll tell you. It's a lot of commitment. Just went over the Zilwaukee Bridge, so it gives you an idea how far we're apart. Hi.
Oh, definitely understand there.
That was there.
I'm still reviewing.
What repeater?
I was wondering what repeater this was. This is Russ in Davidson. Thank you.
Eric, go back to Russ there and tell him what you're doing.
Eric, call sign is TGECL, Kilo Haze Echo Papa Lima. How are you doing today?
Yeah, this is Russ. Kilo Haze Echo Papa Lima. I didn't get the rest of your sign. I'm doing well. I was wondering if you knew which repeater this was, the 146.180.
What frequency are you calling on?
I'm calling on the frequency 146.180. It's a duplex signal, but I don't know which repeater it is. I was wondering if you can hear me well. I'm in Davidson, Michigan.
I can hear you pretty good. There is a repeater closer to Davidson. It's the Flint repeater, which is 14738 is the receive frequency. What is your receive frequency on the repeater that you're currently using?
It reads 146.180 when I transmit.
Okay, it looks like you're probably using the Fenton repeater with a receive frequency of 146.78.
Yes, thank you. That must be the repeater I'm on. I appreciate that. And I apologize if I didn't mean to dominate the conversation. You lost your partner there over the Zilwaukee Bridge. I just wanted to ask you before I lost you. This is a mobile. I'm in a mobile unit up in Davidson, north of 69. And my apologies, gentlemen, and I thank you very much. This is KE8YGV. Clear.
Hey, it's not a problem, Russ. That's what I'm here for. That's what we all are here for. Definitely willing to help you out and all of that. You're in a linked repeater system. There's multiple receiver sites throughout the state of Michigan. The one that you're talking on right now is out of Fenton, Michigan. I live just north of... I live almost by Otisville, just north of Davidson there, and the Flint repeater is a lot closer, and that frequency is one, the receive frequency is 147.38, and it's definitely a lot closer.
WAFFR?
FFR, go ahead.
Yes, sorry to interrupt, gentlemen, but I also would like to inform you that there is a 146.62, which is the Lapeer repeater, which is the one I'm actually using right now, and you're both around Davidson. That might be a worthwhile one to try as well, since Lapeer is a little closer to Davidson than I think Flint is. I could be wrong. It could be equidistant, but that's just my suggestion.
Hey, I know who you are. It's Eric, KGEPL. How you doing? Yeah, I know the Lapeer repeater is connected in there as well. From personal experience, I go on the Flint repeater because that, most of my travels are either getting me closer to or the Flint repeater than the Lapeer repeater. Like right now, I'm on I-75. And I'm taking the, using the Flint repeater because it's definitely closer. But, yeah, the Lapeer repeater is usable, Flint repeater, There's one up in my area where I live, which is the Guilford repeater. But there's a whole lot of repeaters in the area. So, you know, it really depends on who, what you're using and where you're at. I don't know if an HD is good to get into Davidson, good enough to get into LaPierre from Davidson or not, but that's just where I'm coming from. Over to you, T-H-E-P-L.
I personally get the LaPierre repeater from, I think, Burton. I think it was in Burton, and I was on the LaPierre 1, and I'm tied into a mag mount right now. So I'm on a handheld, too, so I don't know how it will do with just either a rubber ducky or even the 15-inch antenna you can get for handheld. But I know tied into a good mag mount like mine is, I was, like I said, I was by Burton, and I was getting in on LaPierre just fine.
I'm south of LaPierre, and I'm on the 14531 repeater.
680's at J-Mobile. Which repeater was that? I didn't catch the frequency. I'm on the upper repeater, but I'm on the south side of LaPierre right now. C80's at J.
Alright, because you are breaking up a little bit. Whatever machine you're tied into, it cuts out on occasion. W-A-F-F-R.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got to admit, that's a good distance to talk mobile, but 7-3 guys, K-C-8-O-Z-K.
And I'm on the 145-31 repeater up here in Bay City, Saginaw. I think it's Bay City in Saginaw still. I'm not sure. But everything is linked. So, hey, we're having a happy time. So this is WDHCRQ. The name is Armin, and heading northbound.
Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. If y'all didn't catch it or don't know me, and the call sign again is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, and I'm coming in on the 14662 out of LaPierre. And at this rate, there might as well be someone in Lansing, because I think Lansing has a linked repeater as well.
Well, you're doing real good, Ryan. I'm just heading up to get off here on 75 at 188 and go into Standish. So I'm using the 145-31 repeater, which is a common repeater for me in Audrey, because I can go right across the water and hit this repeater, so even with a handheld. But anyway, I'm just traveling back home. I've been doing some business down in Flint, so on the way home. WD8CRQ.
I'm on my way home from work as well. Just got off not too long ago, actually, and I heard some voices on the radio. So I figured I'd jump in here. And are there any other stations out there that are still listening and want to chime in? Go ahead. I guess there's not. Sorry, I already forgot your call sign, but station heading up towards Standish. Are you still out there? This is W8FFR.
Yeah, right, right. The name is Armin. Like, you put your arm in your coat. Armin. So, anyway, yep, we're heading north. And this has always been a great repeater for us guys. But I haven't worked since, I would say, 20 years ago. At least that's what General Motors tells me. And I've done other things, naturally, but that's beside the point. But, yep, I retired in 2004, and I'm 83 years old, so, you know, I'm on my last leg. Hi. And, yeah, the traffic's not too bad today going up here. I've been out to a luncheon at noontime in Flint, and then I went out to a gun club out in Gaines, Michigan, and now I'm heading home. And hopefully the little lady of the house has understood that I'll be home in a while. Hi. WD8CRQ.
It looks like there's a little bit of a traffic incident up ahead on the road. So for any hams heading northbound on M24, just south of LaPierre, there's something going on and it's blocked. So y'all might want a detour. This is W8FFR giving now advice.
This is KHDPL Mobile, heading westbound on Mount Morris Road, just west of the city of Mount Morris, headed home, but, I think I've talked to you a few times, at least once, I know that for sure, I'm curious what's going on, curious to know what's going on M24, if you can find out, just out of curiosity. Anyway, over to you, KHDPL.
Something's going on. All I know is I got to try to get on 24, then turn around without getting hit, and go back the other way in order to actually get home. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun night.
Well, Ryan, I know you can do it. I know you can do it for sure. No worries about that. But be careful, though.
Confirm, I'm about to go backwards here. Back up and get turned around. So glad I'm in a car. I don't take up a lot of space.
Can you tell what's going on, Ryan?
Coming back, looks like some type of accident involving a motorcycle. Couldn't really see much, so...
Understood. I was just wondering what was going on, but, sorry you have to deal with that.
I was trying to stop and help direct traffic, because I'm a volunteer firefighter, so it's like I have lights in my car, so they need additional traffic control, but it looks like they had it, so.
Oh, what you're talking about, I've been there myself quite a few times.
Oh, yeah, I just figured I'd give that update to any ham heading north on 24. It's Newark Road where they're shutting everything down. So, yeah, if there's any station out there, and you're going to want to detour as soon as possible because 24 gets backed up quick.
Hey, Ryan, get this. I was out for a walk and just parked my car, in a regular parking lot, parking lot. And when I got back, there was an accident that happened maybe 10 minutes before I got back. And right at that intersection on the other side of the road is automotive manufacturing plant. And there were trucks trying to get out, shipping trucks. And I worked with the police officers and did a little bit of traffic control and all of that. So I know what you're talking about. Done that a few times where I get myself in a situation and I can't leave anyway, and I'll just help out because I'm there. And I know how to do it correctly and safely, and, you know I've had the training. I was on Elba as well. You know that. But, help out when you can, if you can. That's how I think about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of police there and a couple other guys, so I figured don't want to congest it up too much. Because I noticed that. You get a lot of people, then it can actually become a detriment when you have a lot of people on scene. I actually really haven't done much traffic control on the fire department itself since I've been on, mostly because I end up missing the trucks because it takes me a while to get to the station. But, yeah, I haven't really done too much traffic control, but I have driven, though, a couple times.
Yeah, out where I get that traffic control, there was like, it was a winter day, traffic was backed up, roads were slick, and there was maybe like one or two officers on scene, and so there wasn't a lot of people to begin with. That's why I, And I asked the officer, I'm like, hey, do you want me to do traffic control? I know how to do it correctly. And he's like, if you can, that would be great, you know. So, but, you know, so, you know, I always ask for permission or, you know, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. That's the last thing I would want to do. But I'm always there to help out if needed. That's for sure. But, yeah, and they have, when I've done it, they've appreciated it. You know, they haven't gotten angry or anything, you know. They've always said that I do a good job keeping up with keeping traffic flow going. So that's just my thoughts. Anyway, over to you, K8EPL. And go ahead, Armin, as well. I keep forgetting about you.
This is W8FFR. I think we lost the other station.
Lost one, gained one. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Golf X-Ray. Over.
And 8. EGX, this is W8FFR. Welcome to the conversation. Name here is Ryan, if you haven't heard. And I'm currently coming in on the 146.62 repeater. And we are also joined by KEG8ETL.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm on the 147.380. I'm Jeff out of Swartz Creek. Over. I walked on you. Go ahead. Anyway, I'm on 146.380 or 147.380 at Swartz Creek. I'm in the base.
I'm running a mobile setup.
Well, let me rephrase that. Kind of a mobile bay. I've got a 12-volt unit sitting inside the house, so I guess that's a mobile base. Over.
That's what my base station is until the horses knocked my 6-foot pole over with my antennas, and I got to put up the 30-foot tower that someone gifted me and get my antenna back up so my base station can come back online.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm in an HOA, so I've got to run a dipole on my 10-meter and run a quarter-wave ground plane here on the 2-meter. Over.
I noticed you're in the KF, and we're already at 8 Bravo, so how long has it been licensed?
May of this year. Over.
Oh, that's when I got my vanity. So, okay, we're pretty close then, because I was first licensed in April, and I got my vanity in May.
Copy the vanity in May. What kind of rig you running? Over.
The one that I'm on right now is a Yaesu FT4X 5-watt handheld tied into a Hustler MX2 monoband mag mount antenna. And then my base station is a Yaesu 2980 and hand-built antenna from another ham. And right now it's out of commission because, like I said, the antenna was knocked over by the horses. So right now only my handheld's the one that's operational.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm talking on a 2980 as well. It's a nice little machine. It's so easy to program. I can't believe it. Over.
And with a machine of that size, they'll put out a max of 80 watts. So you get on Simplex, and you get a really good antenna coupled with that machine. It's like, you can do wonders with it. And I'm very happy with my 2980. I'm even happy with my 4X, my handheld. Paid like $80 for it, and this sucker tied into my mag mount. I think I was 15 miles away from a repeater, and I was still getting into it. On 5 watts, I was like, that's impressive.
Yeah, I was just using I've got a couple of different handhelds, but I'm using a $30 Beifeng 05UR, or U5UR, and UV5R, that's what it is. Anyway, That son of a pup does a good job with a mag mount or a signal stick, either one. Over.
I heard another ham put it. That's what you call a boating radio. So if it flops over into the water while you're fishing, you're not diving in after it.
That's right. Yep. Just keep paddling and call it a day. All right, say I'm going to take off, go get something to eat, so I will talk at you later. This is KF8BGX, clear after you. 73s.
KF8BGX from W8FFR. All right, 73, it was a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on coming into the hobby, and I will talk to you later. This is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
W8FFR, K8EPL.
K8EPL.
Yeah, on my, I just want to let you know, on my icon that I have here, my ID5100, I've been at I-75 and Dort Highway. I was actually on Dort Highway crossing over I-75. With 50 watts, and I was able to get into the Lapeer repeater, no problem. But, yep. The good antenna makes a good radio.
Well, yeah, as I was telling the other ham, I am very, very happy with my mag mount that's on top of my car right now. I got to take it off to get my car washed, and I got to be careful of low clearance signs, because now my car is pushing 9 feet tall. So I've already smacked it on a couple things, including trees. But it's a durable antenna. I am very, very satisfied with it. And I can hit the repeater like 7 or 8 miles from my driveway, which is really good. Because I really can't do it that well if I'm not tied into the mag mount.
Absolutely. Totally understand that. And, you know, right now I'm just using medium power. I'm not even on full 50 watts. I think I'm at like 25 watts. And, still get into the repeater, no problem. But I'm almost home, so I'm going to say 73. See you. Got some work to do when I get home. 88 EPL.
Conveniently, I just pulled into the driveway, so perfect timing. So, K8DPL, it was good talking to you. I'm sending 73, and I will speak to you again sometime. This is W8FFR. I am clear of this frequency.
73, Steve Ryan. This is K8EPL, and I will also be cleared of the repeater system. K8EPL out.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 65 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 64 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can, this is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Thank you. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Penetrating.
You are great. Thank you for being infected.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.